Go ahead.
Justin Fields has reached an agreement on a 2-year, $40 million deal that includes $30 million guaranteed.
With
the New York Jets.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our quarterback. Now, here's my reaction to this.
Yeah.
Because I had a lengthy argument with a few of my friends who are Jet fans.
And you were pro-Fields.
I was more pro-Fields than I was anti-Fields. And the reason I was more pro-Fields, hear me out on this, number one is his age. Okay? When you sign someone who is still 26 years old.
26
years old.
Right.
When you still bring someone in who's that young, we may not have seen the best yet of Justin Fields. And that is a hell of a lot more appealing than Carson Wentz and Marcus Mariota. That's number one. Number two, I think the Jets are going to be a run-first, ground-and-pound kind of team. Which means, and you tell me more because you've watched more tape on this,
yep,
that this is going to be an RPO team. They're going to have a quarterback who's athletic, who can make plays with his legs. I question how many plays he'll make with his arms. We'll get to that in a second. But with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen and an offensive line that did take a little bit of a hit today with a loss in free agency we'll address, but with an offensive line that should be good, the identity of this team is going to be a team that runs the football. And having an athletic, mobile quarterback, to me, helps them. And he's young.
No, he does. He is young, and he's had a 1,000-yard season. He had that in Chicago. There have been a couple of games, one of which I called against Denver, where he was ridiculously good, threw for 330-something yards and 4 touchdowns, and he looked, finally, like a pocket-type passer. Now, it's not going to be what they're going to ask him to do, but you've seen him do it at least a couple of times in his career. The challenge to me with this Justin Fields signing for the New York Jets is, do they have the right system in place to groom him into it? You know what I mean? Mm. Is the coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, run game coordinator, are they experienced enough to do this? Do it well.
The problem is they're not experienced. Right. I mean, so right. if you're asking me to have confidence in the coaching staff.
But I also feel like in the NFL, every coach has had some experience in college. And these are just schemes that have now made their way into the NFL. And so you got a long time to figure it out, right? You got another 2 months before, or month and a half, I should say, before you have all the rookies and the mini camps and all that stuff. So there's time to figure this out and figure out how to best use Justin Fields. Or you just go back and look at what he did in Chicago. Because there were a couple of seasons in Chicago where he ran the heck out of the football. It was the development as a passer that always felt truncated.
Can he develop as a passer?
Yeah, of course he can, because you've seen him do it.
Yeah.
But it's the consistency in doing it, right? One great game is one thing. Two, three, you're like, maybe we're on to something. But you got to do it for 18 weeks, or 17 games over 18 weeks. That's a different story completely.
There are a lot of elements to this, including how it impacts the New York Giants, which we'll get to. And I know it's a different general manager, but for us as Jet fans, we don't change when there's a new GM or new head coach. Mm-hmm. So for me as a Jet fan, I call this an NFL draft mulligan because they chose Zach Wilson over Justin Fields. And they were able to delete the Zach Wilson problem. He's gone. He's not coming back. He is a free agent, by the way. And now we get to see Justin Fields with his third franchise, his third organization. And you look at the contract, 2 years, $40 million. He is the starting quarterback of the New York Jets. Tyrod Taylor is the backup quarterback of the New York Jets. But it does lead to the next question, which we'll try to address, which is, can they still draft a young quarterback? Mm. Does that even make sense? We'll address that coming up, plus how this directly impacts the New York football Giants, and it does. We'll mix in more of your Garrett Cole calls as well, because it's a very, very busy Monday. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019, and we will find definitive proof, because it's already been found, that I mushed Garrett Cole. It's actually all my fault. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. If you're just tuning in, NFL free agency has begun, and a quarterback domino has fallen here in New York. Justin Fields to the New York Jets on a 2-year, $40 million contract. 30 of it is guaranteed. Based on the contract, based on his age, based on the fact he's leaving Pittsburgh to come to the Jets, I think he was told, you're the starting quarterback.
Mm.
Or do you think there is a competition between him and Tyrod Taylor?
It's a 2-year, $40 million deal. So he's making $20 million a year. So is that starting quarterback money?
It's more than Tyrod Taylor.
It is more than Tyrod Taylor. But Tyrod Taylor's 34 years old, and who knows where his long-term future is, whereas Justin Fields likely had options as a backup. And so they had to outbid those other backup options, but also get him close to being starting quarterback money. Because if he's a starting quarterback and he's good, he's grossly underpaid.
That's a steal.
It's a humongous steal. Now, obviously, if that happens, you would think that the Jets would, like with Saquon Barkley with the Eagles, they would do the right thing and make him a $35, $40 million quarterback, whatever the number tends to be. But to me, it feels like it's going to be a competition still. Because what has Justin Fields done to earn starting job consideration just because?
Well, I mean, last year with Pittsburgh, I think he started 6 games. They won 4 of them.
Yeah, but
he played reasonably well.
But they were lacking in a lot of ways, right? They had explosive plays in their run game, but he just never could get the passing situations worked out there. And they have good wide receivers there.
Yep.
It never came around. So when they had the opportunity to bench him for Russell Wilson, they just benched him. And it kind of went exactly the opposite. They had explosive pass games, but the run game disappeared.
What I like about this signing, even if I'm not convinced he's going to be the franchise quarterback we're teaching our grandkids about 25 years from now, is that they brought in a quarterback who has the possibility, because he's only 26 years old, with weapons he's very familiar with, starting with Garrett Wilson, obviously teammates at The Ohio State, but that's not his only former teammate he's reuniting with. Maybe he opens up Jeremy Ruckert, who he was also teammates with, who we sort of forget about.
Ruckert's already tweeting about it, by the way.
I'm sure he's excited.
Is he?
Yeah.
What
so you've saying?
Got our guy, let's go, you know, that kind of deal.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I'm glad it wasn't. Screw that guy, I hated him.
I'm trying to think, like, did Garrett Wilson have more success in college with Justin Fields or with C.J. Stroud?
That's a good question, because I was looking at his numbers the 2 years that Fields and Wilson were teammates. He was never their leading receiver. Chris Olave was in 2020.
Right. Well, they had so many guys.
They had a lot of guys.
Jackson Smith and Jigma was there.
Yep.
I think he was a freshman
that
year. So they've always had too much depth at Ohio State, so it's hard to be the man there.
I'm assuming that Garrett Wilson's pumped up, and considering he was not exactly the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan, I'm sure for him, at least personally, this is a big change. But what excites me about it is the possibilities. He's 26 years old. And I've said this before, I want to throw as many little things against the wall to find my franchise quarterback, which is why I'm still not against drafting a young quarterback. If the right guy is there that you believe in.
But you still have Jordan Travis.
And you've got Jordan Travis, who's another pelt against the wall. Tyrod Taylor's the calming veteran, but Fields is 26 years old. And so it's still possible, even if it doesn't feel likely, because we're the Jets and usually quarterbacks have to leave to become good. I understand that. I'm intrigued by the possibility that maybe they'll find a way to get the most out of Justin Fields. Now, the other aspect, before we get back to your calls, Jet fans, Giant fans, Yankee fans on Gerrit Cole, and we will talk to Paul Goldschmidt of the Yankees coming up at about 3:15. This directly impacts the Giants. Because if Aaron Rodgers is not retiring, which it appears like he's not, and he's going to play football next year, the Steelers are linked to him. The Giants are linked to him.
I believe in the Giants.
And we got to be honest with ourselves. Unless that house he built in Jersey is the greatest house ever built.
It is pretty stellar.
I'm sure it is. How and why would he pick the Giants over Mike Tomlin?
I like Mike Tomlin.
Very good. And the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why? How?
He wouldn't. He'd go to the Steelers because they're a team that consistently wins. They're consistently in the postseason. And dare I say, even though it's a bad cliche and I don't believe it, they are and have been for a while now the quarterback away from being Super Bowl champion viable.
He's going to the Steelers.
And so I would guess if it's real,
right,
it just started ticking up recently, last couple of days, that the Steelers are an actual landing spot for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there are a ton of free agent quarterbacks that are still available right now. I know we're looking at the dominoes starting to fall with Sam Darnold gone and Justin Fields now going to the Jets. It feels like there's Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers yet left.
Mm.
But think about where the Giants are and what their plan could and should be. They have to take a veteran quarterback in free agency. They also should draft one.
Yes.
And so their focus right now is likely figuring out how they draft Cam Ward. And I know that the Aaron Rodgers conversations or Russell Wilson conversations are ongoing, but there's other backups that are available if they need to get a veteran.
Carson Wentz?
Well, Jacoby Brissett, there's Marcus Mariota, there's Jared Stidham, Jameis Winston. Like, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is between Rodgers, and I'll include Wilson in this too, over all those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers and Wilson can at least help you win in the short term.